Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. According to a study by the German Environment Agency, or the UBA, the water supply in the Greater Berlin area and along the Spree is facing significant shortages. The river could carry up to 75% less water in dry summer months, which would have consequences for the Spreewald region, its lakes and canals, as well as the local drinking water supply. The reduction in groundwater pumping due to the end of coal mining in the Lausitz region is a major contributing factor. Water flow into the Spree was artificially enhanced for over a century due to mining activities there. Dirk Messner, the head of the UBA, warned that water could become critically scarce in Berlin and Brandenburg if decisive action is not taken. The study also highlights the impact of water scarcity on the raw water supply for Berlin's largest water treatment plant in Friedrichshagen. Additionally, diluting purified wastewater from Berlin with Spree water, approximately 220 million cubic meters per year, is becoming increasingly problematic. The UBA study proposes measures such as upgrading reservoirs and water storage facilities, as well as expanding existing lakes as water storage reservoirs. The study also says that the federal states should collaborate to explore how water from other regions can be pumped into the Spree through new pipeline systems while minimizing environmental impact. The study also suggests increasing water conservation efforts in households, industries, and agriculture. And as a last resort, the UBA proposes continuing to pump groundwater from the mining pits and redirecting it into the Spree after purification. Messner stated that the impending water scarcity is not a reason to abandon the coal phase-out, however, emphasizing that climate change is the greatest problem we face, causing drought and extreme weather events. He also noted that coal mining has been harmful to the environment for decades. Per the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office, a police officer is under investigation for allegedly drugging a female colleague and offering her for sex on a dating platform while she was unconscious. According to a spokesperson for the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office, the 36-year-old is no longer on duty. He reportedly worked for the Mobile Deployment Command, or the MEK, a special unit involved in cases such as kidnappings, extortion, and organized crime. The investigation is focused on the charge of rape of an incapacitated person. The incident reportedly took place on March 11th at the officer's residence, and a witness alerted the police after discovering a picture of the apparently unconscious woman on the dating platform. Police officers subsequently raided the 36-year-old officer's apartment, where they found the colleague, and two baggies containing suspected drugs were also found. The 35-year-old victim and the witness have already been interviewed, and the officer has not yet made a statement and is not in custody. Knockout drops refer to various types of drugs, such as ketamine, an animal anesthetic, or GHB, known as liquid ecstasy. In clubs, these substances are sometimes voluntarily taken in lower doses as party drugs. Perpetrators, however, can secretly administer these substances to their victims in drinks to incapacitate or render them defenseless. Common locations for these crimes include pubs, bars, and clubs. According to the health insurance company Barmer, the number of skin cancer diagnoses has significantly increased over the past 10 years. Doctors now diagnose basal cell cancer 30% more frequently than a decade ago. In 2021, 82,000 people in Berlin were diagnosed with the disease. Gabriella Lai from Barmer Berlin Brandenburg emphasized that having 5 sunburns before the age of 20 increases the risk of developing skin cancer by 80%. Therefore, it's crucial for young people to protect themselves from UV rays. Basal cell cancer is considered treatable, but it's difficult to detect. Melanoma, a different form of skin cancer, is more dangerous as it tends to spread quickly to other parts of the body. In 2021, around 20,000 cases were diagnosed in Berlin. Sun exposure is a major risk factor for skin cancer. UV radiation, especially when unprotected, can trigger the disease. Genetic factors, having many moles, and having fair skin also increase the risk, and regular sun protection and screenings are recommended. Although health insurance covers skin cancer screenings every 2 years for individuals over the age of 35, over 90% of people in Berlin did not take advantage of this opportunity in 2021. Detecting melanoma on dark skin is particularly challenging. Martina Meinecke, a researcher at Charité Berlin, suggests using sunscreen even for those with medium to dark skin tones. Preventing skin cancer involves avoiding sun exposure, wearing protective clothing, and applying sunscreen. And regularly examining one's body for irregularities is also essential. And if anything unusual is noticed, seeking medical attention is advised. The Theodor Storm Elementary School in Neukölln is offering rap workshops aimed at helping students learn languages through music. They are led by Armando Strauss, a rapper and music education student, and he uses a format developed by Kofi Darkva's social startup called Kanzi, which combines language learning with rap music. Darkva is also a rapper and cultural scientist. The main idea behind the workshop is to encourage students to engage with language and use it creatively. During the workshop, students are encouraged to create their own rap songs and to explore different aspects of rap beyond stereotypes, expressing their thoughts and feelings through various facets of the genre. The teachers believe that motivating students to explore language in practical ways is crucial, especially since many students have different nationalities. Darkwa suggests that this approach doesn't have to be limited to rap. It should be based on understanding the student's world and interests, and the ultimate goal is to make language learning less theoretical. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Friday. Thanks for listening.